beginning to finish up the Mary and Scripture video. It's a really profound video. I have to urge you to watch it. If for any reason you're not Catholic and you're watching this, I think that the Mary video, above all, that I'm about to post to the Church Militant website, is first and foremost probably the most profound scriptural analysis that you can get in like a 9-minute time span. And it really helps to point out the fact that everything that the Catholic Church teaches is deeply rooted in Scripture, and that, if anything, the Catholic Church takes Old and New Testament too seriously. Well, not too seriously, you can never do that, but you know what I mean. Like, it's far from, like, not being scripturally rooted. If anything, Protestantism isn't scripturally rooted, and this really helps to point that out, and it goes to show not so much that Protestants don't love Scripture, but that although they might know Bible stories, it's really an elementary understanding of sacred Scripture, its nature, and where it's coming from. Another problem, now that I'm talking about Protestantism, it really is like a terrible heresy. If you think about what Satan might want to do, knowing our nature, knowing that we are so fallen, knowing that we are so easily led astray, and there's so many evil like temptations out there, like there's so many women who dress immodestly, so many poor images. If I was Satan, my goal would be to get Christ out of my heart and out of my mind, right? So I would get rid of all like holy objects and holy images. I would get rid of the Blessed Mother, because as we're going to talk about later on, that she crushes the head of the serpent. So if I'm the serpent, I would want to get rid of the one that crushes the head, right? So get rid of the Blessed Mother, get rid of everything pretty much. And not only get rid of everything, you really get rid of even a solid understanding of morality and of Christ by removing the moral and faith and moral authority of the Church, by removing the true meaning of sacred Scripture. You strip everything away, everything becomes subjective, and what do you have? You have the Protestant Church and so many fallen away Christians. Not that all are like bad Christians, God bless the Protestants. They've got so many beautiful and holy followers, but it cannot be denied that there are so many lukewarm also, as well as Catholic, but that's because the devil has done his fair share of work in the Catholic Church by stripping all of those things of their meaning, and also pretty much removing them from culture and society, and from even within our churches, they're so ugly. So we really need to crush the head of the serpent, and before we can do that, we must know like a strategy. So I'm going to begin giving you like basics in like spiritual warfare. There's really two steps in holiness, and it's simple. Deny yourself, step one. Take up your cross and follow me. Step one can also be summarized by St. Francis de Sales as killing your self-will and killing your self-love. And then step two would be what? Doing God's will and loving God. And I drew a little diagram here for you. Let's see if we can take a look at that. It's kind of dark. Okay, yeah. So number one, kill your self-will and kill your self-love, because that makes you more like Satan. The more self-will and self-love you have, the more like Satan you become, the more you become like Adam and Eve and the damned. And then number two, follow and do God's will, God's love, makes you more like the Blessed Mother. And the fruit of that is what? It's Christ. It makes you more like God, and makes you more like those children of the Blessed Mother, who are the beloved disciples, right? By killing their self-will and self-love. And holiness in its essence, by St. Maximilian Kolbe, has defined it as large W plus little W equals H. What is a large W? The large W is God's will. The little W is my will. The cross, or the plus sign, obviously, is sacrificial love. So if I unite my will with God's will out of sacrificial love, that equals H, which is what? Holiness. And what is holiness also synonymous with? Happiness, because the Lord designed us to be happy only when we are holy. That's why there's so many committing suicide, so many who are so miserable. And then when you find somebody who's truly happy, at the heart of it, it's a really holy person. Now, what does the Blessed Virgin Mary have to do with all of this? Well, if we look at like salvation history, and even from Genesis, that there will be enmity between the serpent and the woman, and looking at Mary and her role in our salvation, and that the Holy Spirit, who's God, and God is unchanging, has chosen for her to be the vessel in which Christ, our Savior, has come into the world, so too, St. Maximilian Kolbe would say, a great theologian and Marian and pneumatologist, I guess, I think that's how you pronounce it, would say that the Holy Spirit will continue to use her to bring Christ into the world. Also, if the Holy Spirit finds Mary to be a perfect dwelling place for him and a perfect spouse. So too, Mary will all, the more like Mary you become, the more spirit-filled you will become, the more spirit-filled you become, the more you bring Christ out into the world today. Also, if you look at the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, who was there? It was the Blessed Virgin Mary was there. After 9 days of prayer with the Blessed Mother, they became humble like her. She taught them how to pray, and they were perfectly united to the Holy Spirit. Not perfectly, but you know what I mean. They're more perfectly united to the Holy Spirit. And what happened? Conversions, mass conversions everywhere. And then if you look at Mary's intervention throughout the history of the world, every time she's intervened in human history, she's always given us some tangible object. What Satan's always trying to take away, like the sacraments, take away the tangible, take away the power of God. Mary's always giving us sacramentals, or tangible objects that not only prove her powerful intercession, but give the people a holy reminder and also give them an efficacious sign that to help them receive more grace and to make them more disposed in the sacraments. So when she came to St. Dominic, she gave him the rosary, which we're going to be talking about later. And the rosary is what? It's the most powerful of all the prayers. She said, Dominic, preach my rosary and we will convert the world. She gave St. Simon Stock the brown scapular, and she told St. Simon Stock and along with St. Dominic that together with the brown scapular and the rosary, she would save the world. Obviously, it's going to be Christ's salvation, but it's going to come through Mary. On top of that, the miraculous medal. St. Maximilian Kolbe called it the spiritual bullet. Mother Teresa used it as a seed. If you look at in the 1500s when the Protestant Reformation was occurring, we lost millions of Catholics in like a short time span. Within that same time span, Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared to San Juan Diego, and what happened? 9 million converts to the Catholic Church. So as Our Lady of Fatima is saying that the Immaculate Heart of Mary will triumph, and through her Immaculate Heart's triumph, the reign of the Sacred Heart of Jesus will come about, so too today, if we're going to have a new Pentecost, a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit in a more profound way, this will happen through what? Being more Marian, being closely devoted to the Blessed Mother, and when the Blessed Mother's heart reigns, the Sacred Heart of Jesus will reign. And we're going to talk about more about that later, but I just wanted to give you the feedback, the background information, to have a life in the Spirit, to be very holy, and that's through Mary. The Lord is choosing the Blessed Mother to be the mediatrix of all graces. So if you want graces, you got to go to the mediatrix of all graces. And we'll talk about various Marian sacramentals later, and I'll even make some available to you via mail. If you send me an envelope with a stamp, I'll just mail it to you for free. Depending on what the sacramental is, you know, maybe there'll be like a quarter or something. But God bless you. God love you. I'll talk to you soon. Tomorrow, day 10, 20 hours. Whoa. All right. Peace.